You're listening to 102.7 FM CKMS Radio Waterloo. The Lions Club of Kitchener appreciates the support for the publicity that CKMS has provided to us.
In the tradition of winter storytelling, you are invited to a celebration of Indigenous film. Come to the Princess Twin Cinemas in Waterloo to see Run Woman Run on February 5th, Beans on February 12th, and Bones of Crows on February 28th. Sponsored by the CFUW-KW in response to the calls for action of the National Truth and Reconciliation Commission, this film series is free. Join us for the films and for follow-up discussion with Indigenous representatives from the University of Waterloo. Visit the Princess Cinema website at princesscinemas.com for showtimes.
Community connections. CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Neighbor's got a story to tell. Community connections, CKMS.
And we are live here in the studio with CKMS Community Connections. I'm Yenny, and we have...
Yeah, I'm Bob Dropman.
And
I'm Jordan Callist.
So we invited Jordan to come in because she does a show here on Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7 FM, called Through the Static. And CKMS Community Connections are always interested in getting to know our own programmers, just like any institution or community organization should. And we're coming and going all the time. Like this, we're building the station. So, Jordan, what brought you to us?
Yeah, so I started at CKMS back in June of 2023. And I kind of discovered CKMS just, you know, through living in Waterloo for a couple of years at that point. I go to U Waterloo. I'm in my third year right now. And yeah, I've just always really loved radio and really wanted to get involved in it and thought it would always be so cool to have my own show. So when I kind of saw your website and saw sort of how easy it was to just, you know, fill out a Google form and submit it and, you know, you could pretty much get your own show that way after doing a bit of training, I was like, okay. This is great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing. So mm-hmm. Then what was it that you wanted to put out on the airwaves?
So, yeah, I always really like music. Like, I always like listening to music on the radio. Occasionally, I've listened to some talk shows and stuff as well. But I'm always really big on music, and I'm a huge fan of music. Like, I really like listening to it. I always have, and I really just like discovering new stuff all the time and trying to sort of push myself a little bit and try like new genres and stuff, even though, you know, sometimes you get kind of stuck into the same things, especially with like algorithms and everything like
yeah.
that, just kind of pushing the same stuff on you all the time.
Yeah.
But you know, I kind of thought that having the show would kind of, you know, push me a little bit more to try and discover new stuff and be, you know, trying to constantly share, you know, an hour's worth of different content to my listeners, you know, trying not to repeat the same songs or the same artists too much and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just checking out some of your lists because you post everything on our Radio Waterloo website.
Yep.
So you have all of your tracks there and it looks very diverse, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, did you have anything?
Yeah, how do you pick your music? You've got a good selection. It's really eclectic. How do you come up with the tracks?
Yeah, so a lot of it's stuff that I've just kind of discovered over the years, either through radio or through, you know, other means, like sometimes it's social media, sometimes it's, you know, recommendations from people. Yeah, and a lot of it too, like sometimes I play like records on my show and try and, you know, play a few tracks off of like physical vinyl every show because I've got a decent collection so far, and sometimes it's stuff that I know and sometimes it's stuff that I just walk into the record store, I'm like, oh, this looks cool, I'll try that out. Yeah, so a lot of the time I kind of just go through, like, I kind of make playlists a lot of the time based on like years, so I'll make like, you know, a grade 12 playlist, a first year playlist. Oh, that's so nice. It's kind of just stuff I listen to at that point in time. It kind of reminds me of that point in time. So sometimes I kind of just go back through there and I'm like, oh yeah, I really liked that song back in the day, or I remember discovering that song. So yeah, that's kind of how I choose my music generally.
So the shows do have themes.
Yeah, sometimes they have themes. Sometimes it's just kind of me like finding stuff and deciding on it as I go. But yeah, sometimes I kind of try and have themes. Like one time I did a sort of a synth theme, not for the entire show, but for probably like a good half hour, 40 minutes of it. Yeah, I tried and played like, you know, a lot of synthy, like 80s, 90s music, stuff like that, because I'm really a big fan of it. And, you know, sometimes I try and like do more of like a chill vibe if it's, you know, that's kind of just what I'm feeling, or I have a lot of that type of stuff in mind already. Yeah, and I kind of try and, you know, tell like stories and stuff like that too as I'm doing my show. Like I'll try and kind of talk about like, oh yeah, I kind of discovered this song this long ago, and this is kind of what it means to me, or I always thought of this when I hear this song. I don't do that with quite every song, but sometimes, you know, if it's a song I really like, or if it's a song that means a lot to me, I kind of try and talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
That's amazing. I like that about our station, that you can, I think that's maybe how everybody does it. Like everybody's here because of a passion for radio. Some people have been with the station, you know, when it was still at University of Waterloo. Bob, how long have you been with the station?
About five and a half years.
Yeah. And how did you find us?
Oh, I've been listening to the station for years before that.
Yeah.
And finally got an invitation from the then secretary, Kevin Hebert.
And
he said, you know, come out to the annual general meeting. And I said, well, sure, why not? And I used to do campus radio way back when I was at McMaster, you know, umpty ump years ago.
Yeah.
And so the passion never left me. So I figured, okay, I'll come in. The station had been experiencing a fair bit of dead air at the time. And so I figured, okay, I'm a tech guy. I can maybe help fix the dead air. You know, no plans of doing a show at all ever until you, Yennefer, came up with the idea for Community Connections, and
you know,
I've been doing the odd show here and there.
Yeah, right. Like 3,500. Really incredible.
Yeah.
That's what I love about us, is that we all have a passion for, you know, like you said, he's the tech guy, but then he also got involved in doing radio, and he does an amazing show with CKMS Community Connections. So should we listen to some music?
We can do that. We had a request a few days ago on the telephone. We do take requests, but we can't always get them in on time. But it was a request for Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And we've got some of their tracks on the station. I'm going to start off with Little Boys with Shiny Toys.
Ah!
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Local artist, I think. Bit of R&B. I don't know. What do you call it, Jordan?
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It was like swinging funk. I'm not sure. I just came up with that. But like, there was a lot going on, and I liked it.
Figuring out genres is really, really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are there genres on your show that you will not play?
That I won't play?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, the stuff that I won't play, it's more just stuff that I haven't listened to as much. Like, you know, I don't play as much, like, country and stuff like that, but that's more just because I haven't listened to a ton of it. But, like, honestly, for a long time, I thought I just didn't like that type of stuff at all, and then I kind of worked, like, a, you know, manual labor, like, town job. Different town, like Newmarket, where I'm originally from. A year and a half ago, and they basically exclusively listened to country, and I was kind of like, okay, this isn't all bad. There's some good stuff that I like, so probably try and reach a bit more into that. Another one is, like, you know, hip hop and stuff like that, because I listen to that quite a bit on my own time, but it's really hard to find, like, clean versions of it,
yeah,
you know, that are, like, appropriate for the radio. So I got to try and look into that a little bit more. Because I would like to play more of that on my show, because I like listening to it a fair bit, but yeah, it's just hard.
You're in a good time slot for that. You're in after 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. which is sort of the cutoff start for strong language on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's good to know.
If you wanted to, you know, run the disclaimer.
Okay.
strong language in the show. Listeners, be aware.
Mm-hmm. CKMS After Dark.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been done.
Or if anybody else who's out there listening wants to come and join in and do a CKMS After Dark and take it away from Jordan, then go to our website, radiowaterloo.ca, and hit the Start a Show button. Get yourself signed up, come in for training, and do a show.
That's how you get started. It's amazing how everybody gets started in a different way. For me, it was a previous programmer that told me at the time, because I wanted to talk about wild horses and these horse topics, and I didn't know that you could just, like, sign a form. So I came on somebody's show and then found out, oh, you can do your own show. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So.
And all the kind of stuff that you wouldn't get on the mainstream radio.
No.
You know, what commercial radio station is going to do a horse rescue show?
Right. No, they're not.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any things like that catch your fancy?
Like any topics like that?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Community interest topics, politics.
Yeah, my show is mostly music-based. Like I said, it's mostly like me playing music that I like, and, you know, sometimes some, like, anecdotes and stuff like that, or maybe a bit of history behind the music if I know it. But yeah, like, sometimes occasionally I'll share community stuff, because I try and stay somewhat in touch with the community. It's a little hard, though, because sometimes in university you kind of get, like, isolated in your own little world. Like, it kind of feels sometimes like the university exists in its own little bubble.
Yeah.
And it's a bit, you know, you don't always get connected with the community, but I try and stay in touch decently. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So hopefully there's some, you know, University of Waterloo listeners.
And you're doing great. Mm-hmm. And you're working on so much. And you had mentioned, like, you're a student at University of Waterloo.
Yeah.
And you're in a program. So did you want to talk a bit about that with us? Because that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I'm a third year at the University of Waterloo, and I'm in an undergraduate program called Knowledge Integration. So it's in the UW Faculty of Environment. And it's relatively new. I think it just started like 15 years ago or so. And yeah, I really like it. It's got a really, you know, we're talking about community. It's got a pretty good community because it's a relatively small program. Like, my year's got about 26 people or something.
Oh, wow.
And that's like one of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a pretty tight-knit community. Like, everyone kind of knows each other. You get to know the profs pretty well because you're in pretty small classes with them a lot of the time. So I really like it for that, and it's a really good program if you don't really know what you want to do exactly going into university, because it kind of gives you that freedom to explore your interests a bit more. And a lot of the mandatory courses is, you know, stuff like public speaking, critical thinking, collaboration, like all this stuff. So it's going to kind of be relevant no matter what you mm-hmm. decide to go into. And yeah, so I really like that. And I decided as well to do two minors on top of that. So I'm doing urban planning and music, which are very different, but they're kind of just two interests that I have. And I discovered through, you know, taking some electives and stuff like that. And, you know, most of my friends have, you know, one or two minors, sometimes more, sometimes they're doing like a double major. It really just depends on what you want to do. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So what's, have you got planned when you graduate? What career path does this lead to?
That's a good question. honestly, I'm not 100% sure as of now. You know, I've got supposedly, you know, a year and a half left till I graduate. It's a 4-year program. And I'm kind of figuring it out. The one downside is we don't get co-op, which most programs at UW do. So it makes it a little trickier to know, you know, what's out there and everything, but it's kind of, you know, just trying to see what's out there and see what my options are and try and get the experience that I can. So, yeah, I guess I'm kind of just still figuring it out right now.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were talking about this exhibit, because we're going to do a special on this that you're working on, which is cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, another part of my program is in third year, which I'm currently in, you get put into a group of, you know, about 4 or 5, sometimes 6 people, and you basically, over 2 terms, so about, you know, 7-8 months of school, you make a museum exhibit, and then these exhibits are on display for, you know, anyone in the university or the public in, you know, usually sometime in March. So ours are going to be on display the week of March 18th this year, so, you know, about 2 months from now. So, you know, we're kind of getting into the thick of building and all of that stuff, and kind of trying to, you know, actually make an exhibit happen in that amount of time, which seems a bit daunting right now, but, you know, all the plans are there, we're on track, and we're excited. Like, it'll be very cool to see it all come together. And, you know, I have a lot of friends as well in that program, so I know what all their exhibits are, and it's a lot of really cool ideas.
So can you share, like, what the topic is?
Yeah, so my group is doing an exhibit on dreams and kind of how dreaming can, you know, have positive benefits. Like, you know, sometimes it's used in therapeutic context. It's shown to sometimes be able to increase creativity. You know, there's a lot of books and movies and inventions and all this stuff that were inspired by dreams. So we kind of touch on that. We touch on the history of them a bit and kind of some misunderstandings. So our goal with that was really to, you know, touch on something that pretty much everyone experiences. So it's a very universal thing, and kind of just shining a bit more light on it and being like, actually, they can tell you more than maybe you think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've got, like I said, I've got other friends as well who, there's an exhibit on overconsumption in the name of sustainability. So kind of, you know, buying products because they're green, even if, you right. know, the better option would be to just consume less things.
Yeah.
I've got another, there's another one on pretend play in adults. So kind of, you know, looking at stuff like D&D and Lego and like world building and all this stuff, and kind of how it can be, you know, how adults can still imagine and have fun and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a childish thing or a right. thing for children. And what's the other one? Oh, the other one is on third places as well. So kind of looking into third places. So it's somewhere that's not your home and not your work that you can kind of meet up and socialize and stuff. And I think that actually ties in pretty well with community connections, because they kind of, mm-hmm. they're trying to visit some different third places around KW and touch on them a little bit and stuff like that. And yeah.
Can you give me some examples? What's a third place?
So by their definition, it's really anywhere that you can, you know, meet up that's not work or school or home, so you're not pressured to, you know, do any work or anything. So I know they've been visiting places like cafes. They talk about, you know, like libraries and kind of churches, mm-hmm. this type of stuff. So it's really kind of community hubs. I think depending on your definition, sometimes it can also mean like, you know, somewhere where you're not pressured to spend money. So sometimes cafes doesn't fall into that, but I think by their definition it does. Just because, you know, you can still hang out there and mm-hmm. meet up and, you know, not feel like you need to work on things or anything like that. And, you know, I think like parks and stuff like that would also fall into it.
So does everybody have the same exhibition week?
Yeah, so all of these exhibits are going to be in the same room. It's kind of just divided into little, like, sections.
Okay.
So you kind of walk through each exhibit in a little chunk, go from one to the next. So they're all going to be on display in the same room for, yeah, that week of March 18th.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I guess Radio Waterloo would qualify as one of those third spaces then, wouldn't it?
Our studio
right here.
Yeah, it probably would, yeah, because, you know, it's a big community thing and you can connect with people. And, yeah, like I said, it's not your work or your school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ready for more music?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. so.
Some more Sharon King, or Sharon Jones, rather, mm-hmm. who, it turns out, may not actually be from the KW area, but the music is good, so we're going to play it anyway.
The music is good.
Yeah. This is I Learned the Hard Way. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
It's not the truth.
Yes.
more Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. What is this called? I learned the hard way. So we all do. You've got Jordan Callist in the studio from CKMS program Through the Static. When's your show on?
My show is on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10. Every week. If I'm not in the studio, which sometimes I'm not, I usually play a replay or something like that, or sometimes I, you know, just go in the database and queue up some stuff from there. But yep, Wednesdays from 9 to 10. Yeah. I also have a replay slot on Saturday afternoons from 1 to 2.
Uh-huh. So I get to hear you twice a week.
Yeah.
So you're on the other side of the desk. You're saying that's a new thing for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was mentioning that I've never been interviewed on the radio before today, but I've actually been the interviewer one time. So back in September, I had a guest on my show. It was Katie Munshaw from the band Dizzy, who I've been listening to for a couple years. And yeah, I woke up like one day, I think it was like a Sunday morning in September. And yeah, Bob had emailed me like early that morning saying, oh, you know, they're looking to do an interview. They're coming through town. And I saw you followed them on Instagram. So would you want to interview them? And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, I agreed to do it. And you know, it was definitely a new experience for me. I was a little nervous about it, but you know, I think it was definitely very fun. It'd be super cool to do again sometime. It, you know, required a little bit of research and digging and stuff to, you know, find the right questions. But yeah, it was super cool to do. That was a fun show.
Was she in the studio with you?
No, she was called in.
Okay.
But yeah, it was still really cool.
Did you get to talk to her backstage too?
Yeah, I met with her. They played in Waterloo at Maxwell's in October, and I talked to her at the merch table after the show. I didn't get like a formal interview really, just kind of said like, oh yeah, my name's Jordan. I interviewed you on a show a couple weeks ago and, you know, she signed my record and all that stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Kind of hoping you'd get back there and be able to do an interview as well, because sometimes the managers, you know, the agents, the booking staff want that to happen, you know, get the radio personalities back there interviewing the onstage talent.
Mm-hmm.
So, and probably other opportunities for that. We get hundreds of requests a week to play music on the air. Mm-hmm. And mixed in with that are probably several requests for interviews and other
things. I talked with one of the Big Rec members, Siku Lumumba, when Big Rec were coming to town. And I was... like, I mean, I'm not Canadian, by the way. I'm Swedish, but I've been in Canada since 2000. So back in those days, everybody still were watching much music. So like watching videos was kind of a thing. People still do that, but like much music, I'm not sure if people watch much music anymore. It's like not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Big Rec. I also listened or interviewed my favorite band, Singer, in 2020, and that was like unbelievable. So like there are emails that come through for a lot of different bands, and there are opportunities in there to talk with people. So
and bring them into the studio as well, because I've had a bunch of bands come into the studio, you know, do a live on-air performance.
Mm-hmm.
That's always cool.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah. So I've come to the conclusion that you can't bring a full band into the studio here. I had 78 North, and they were the winners for Battle of the Bands. I think it was happening at Maxwell's, and they came in, five-piece band, you know, drum set in the corner over here, and you know, a couple of electric guitars, and the singer at the microphone there. I couldn't hear the sound coming over the headphones because it was just so loud in here.
Yeah.
So the quality is terrible, and I still haven't written up those show notes and done the podcast because it is just such an overwhelming task to get that done. So my rule from this point forward is, you know, come into the studio, do a live on-air performance, but bring an acoustic guitar.
Acoustic, yeah.
You know, maybe a harmonica, maybe a keyboard you can play quietly. But no more five-piece bands.
Unplugged version.
Yes, basically. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it'd be difficult to fit a whole band in here, too.
It is cozy.
Yeah.
Dylan Francis used to do a lot of live performance things. Yeah, like I know he would bring people in, but sometimes it was like electric music, you know, like so not like full band experience, but people definitely do perform in here.
Yeah, we had other people coming in to do live shows and just interviews with pre-recorded music.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Camera Noise coming in a couple of weeks. And so no on-air performance, but
right.
we could be playing as pre-recorded stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think Francis Glare did a bunch of remote live-to-airs. He had some in with the Boathouse when that was still
running.
Yeah,
and we did one from their jam hall, remember? Elvis Freshly?
Yes,
Parallax,
that was
back
so cool.
in the day, and yeah. Eddie.
Yeah, and Eddie came into the studio, singing, accompanying himself on his recorded music.
Yeah,
so that was
kind of
cool.
He's a Cuban singer, and he's confirmed he's coming to our ninth, our
cool.
event.
Cool. You want to tell us about that? What's happening?
Well, we are organizing our Golden MP3 Awards event that we're going to hold at Ouroboros
on Hazel Glen Avenue in Kitchener.
Right.
Sometime in March.
9th of March. We have a date now that's been finalized.
You've had a date a couple of other times.
We
too.
Have had a couple of different times, but this is the first time we're letting the outside world know. Before it was just us.
Yeah.
Now we're telling people, so we're not going to change this date. It's 9th of March, and if you can make it out, from 8 o'clock it's going to be open to the public. Before then, we're going to have just a setup and sort of like our CKMS community, but then from 8 o'clock it will be.
Okay, and that's to meet all your favorite radio personalities.
Yeah.
And hang out, listen to some music.
Yeah, we have bands. We all know how passionate we are about CKMS, and we have different passions, but like I love live performing. I love live music. So we have Burnaby are coming out. We know that. Eddie is coming. We have a few more that are still waiting to confirm. Hopefully some of our favorite people are coming back. But yeah, and then we have our DJs. So obviously we have amazing DJs with our station. So,
and you know all this because you are the outreach committee coordinator.
I'm the outreach committee coordinator. Yeah, and I love it because it's volunteer. So it's whatever ideas that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And working together with the people that, you know, I love because it's very welcoming. We're a very welcoming community of bunch of people, and like I said, like for me, I came into this with a very unique sort of perspective. I just wanted to talk about horses and horse slaughter, mm-hmm. and very quickly kind of figured out you can't just sit and talk about that every single time. Nobody wants to listen to you, for starters. So I realized I have to like reach more community. So first of all, I started doing more mental health in horses, because horses are amazing for helping people with mental health. So then I organized awareness for veterans and equine therapy. We did fundraising for an organization that actually help veterans and first responders recover from operational stress injuries, post-traumatic stress. So I'm an event planner at heart, volunteer, and 9th of March.
You said something about Golden MP3 Awards. What's that?
Wow, so that is our unique awards that we give out to our programmers. We have different categories. And I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see. For example, we have, well, maybe Bob can, because Bob is sitting right there.
Oh, yeah, we've got, I think, 16 awards this year. So there's a DJ Ad Rock Memorial Award, which is given out for exceptional DJing. There's a long playing show for any show that's been on the air for more than 3 years. And Freshest Beats, which is for any show that's been on the air for less than 3 years. Community Radio Award to exemplify what community radio is about. The Best Talk-Focused Show, I hope we're up for that. Culturally Diverse Show, the Best Graphics Material, either on the website or through posters, logos, maybe even the video. The Most Original Show. Now, that's high competition there, because everything on CKMS is very original.
Mm-hmm.
The Sonic Boom Award is an homage to the old Sonic Boom Awards given to a show playing great music. Then there's a Sound FM Soldier given to one or two people who do the best behind-the-scenes work. I've been the happy recipient for that on occasion.
No doubt.
Video Crowned the Radio Star, given to the show that best utilizes a studio video system to support their program, just like we're doing now. If you're catching us on YouTube, we have a YouTube live feed going right now. There's the Teamwork Transition, given to the best 1-2 seamless transition when one show switches over to another. In many cases nowadays, we have people not coming into the studio anymore, so it's pre-recorded shows, which doesn't give you much in the way of teamwork, because, you know, there's no team in the studio to transition to.
No.
but there's still a few. Local Liaison of Canada, who puts local stories on the national level. The Best Fundraiser of the Year, with emphasis on fun. And then the Robot Apocalypse Remote Broadcast Award.
Nice.
For the person making the best use of remote live air. So we've got all the studio stuff set up that you can log in from your home studio or from any other facility that has a computer with an internet connection. And you can just make the connection, connect to our stuff, and get broadcast on the air from wherever you are.
I never was able to do that.
No?
No.
We'll work
because
on that.
Right.
How about you, Jordan? Have you done anything like a remote broadcast?
No, not really. Like I said, if I'm not in the studio, I either just replay recordings of old episodes or I just, you know, go in the database and just basically queue stuff up from there. But I don't actually do a broadcast from there. I never really figured out how to do that. I'm not super techie, really. Like, I kind of learned the basic radio training and kind of just go from there.
And you make a great show. Yeah, so it all works.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think sometimes I try to do too much. I want all the technical toys at my fingertips, and it interferes with the flow of the show sometimes.
I doubt it. You just know so much, so then you know what you could do, and then you want to do it.
Well, exactly. It's all there.
See, I don't know what I could do, so then I'm just like, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah. Well, for people that listen to my show regularly, you probably know this. I don't know if this is necessarily a tech issue. This is more just a not being able to do things issue, I guess. But almost every time I play something off of vinyl, I have like some kind of it. Like, I've had it happen before where, you know, it's been a 45 and I had it set to 33. So it was like not right. And I had to like restart it and then like set that up again. Or more often than not, I just drop the needle in the wrong spot. Mm. Or actually, on my past show from this past Wednesday, I started playing a song and I was kind of like, oh, it sounds a bit weird. And then I realized it was like pitched up. So I had to like put it back in the middle of the song. So there's like this weird part kind of in the chorus where it like.
Yeah, stuff like that happens.
And it does.
That's one of the nice things about doing the podcast afterwards. You get to edit all that stuff out. So it sounds flawless when you're hearing it on repeat.
Yeah, I keep that stuff in because I'm lazy and I just basically download it and then immediately put it up. But I don't know. I think it kind of adds to the fun of it all. Is just hearing the it's live radio and I guess anything can happen. So
yeah, it's like it's life.
Yeah,
let's keep it real.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I'm human too.
Me too.
It's a great icebreaker, I guess, for people who are a little bit uncertain about whether or not they want to come in to do a radio show, you know?
Yeah.
If they expect that we want perfection, then you're likely to scare people off. But if they hear that, you know, you and I are both making mistakes technically, and I don't know if you've been watching the video, but I've been making all kinds of errors in switching back and forth. So, you know, there's stuff goes wrong. So come in, learn how to do it, and if stuff goes wrong, it doesn't matter, because this, as much as anything, this is a community radio station for training people as well. We've had a couple of people from years ago who've gone into professional radio stuff. You know, I think Pete Fowler was one of them. Coral Landrews, one of our DJs, is now the afternoon DJ on CAWR.
Yeah. So. It's a great place to come and learn, for sure.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of, I guess, patience for the learning curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very accessible to get involved, for sure. Like I said, it's super easy. You just go online, fill out the form, and then, like, I remember when I did that, I filled that out, and I think Bob or Jeff emailed me, like, within a couple of days after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, Jeff's good about that.
Here's more information. So, yeah, that was pretty exciting. But
it's so interesting, like, in the days, like, in this day and age that we live in, where, excuse me, like, everybody has, like, a social media account, and, like, if you just, like, randomly, I'm just, like, making a generalization, but, like, everybody wants to be out there, but nobody wants to have a voice. It's, like, you're actually doing the, you're making yourself, you're having a voice, you're having a show, because, like, I find it so interesting, because, like, people like to have a like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you watch people on the internet, and, like, I'm a very understanding person. Like, I just want everybody to be loved, and I hope everybody had a good childhood, and, you know, everybody gets a hug and all of this. And I feel like somewhere along the line, like, we've failed people, because, you know, a like on the internet is not like a hug. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how can we make the world a better place so that, you know, we all get what we need, we can be good people, and, you know, like, somebody who gets a like, it's not the same thing as saying, like, hey, how are you doing, you know? Because I just wonder, because I'm a little bit older, right? Like, I've been around for a while. I remember I was Bob, too. Like, we were of a time when you didn't have a phone,
mm-hmm.
and you had to, like, call somebody on the landline.
Yeah. I remember actually dialing the phone, you know?
Same. Yeah. Me, too.
Yeah. That doesn't happen anymore. People don't know where the word dialing comes from.
I want to get a landline. I'm getting a landline
again.
Getting
a landline?
Because that's the I think we need to have one, because electricity is so iffy and they turn the power off or things happen. And I think a landline is more secure. Yeah. Although I did have one for a while and I never used it, so I got rid of it.
They're expensive, like $50, $60 for something you might not use.
I'm thinking like just negotiate.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think your comment there about kind of like, you know, always needing to be seen and stuff like that too. Like, yeah, doing the radio show is kind of a good practice in that, I guess, because, you know, you never really know if anyone's actually listening. Like, you hope that someone is,
right.
But, you know, you don't really know for sure. You know, sometimes I get people in the like little chat box on the live page on the website. Making comments, which, yeah, that feels great, you know, to know that people are listening and that they enjoy what I'm playing, but that doesn't always happen. So, you know, you're kind of thinking, okay, is anyone actually listening to this? But I honestly just do it because I want to do it.
Exactly.
And I like doing it, and I like even just the possibility of anyone listening and hearing this music that I like and hearing my voice is kind of nice.
And it gives you the freedom to sort of do what you want to do, because like you said, you don't know who is listening. I've said hello to my one listener. Like back in, I would be like, I know there's one person listening, and I'll be like, hello to my one listener.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate coming here because it does give you a voice, and, you know, and hopefully there's somebody out there listening, and maybe they'll want to call us, or maybe they'll want to go onto our social media and say something. Because the thing that community radio could be, or even radio, like for us, we don't have a lot of ads like other stations do. So we have the freedom to sort of make our own content.
We're non-commercial, but not commercial free.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So,
because you can pay for advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you've got a product to sell, then we'll happily take your money and put your ad on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an event or an organization or something that you want to expose to the public as well, we'll take public service announcements too. Those are free.
Yeah.
And we'll air those between shows, you know, at the top of the hour as shows start. So if you've got an event going on, then send us a public service announcement. Yeah. More music?
Mm-hmm.
How about Space Kitchen from Cambridge?
Sounds good.
Ontario. This is called...
I love Cambridge, by the way.
Yeah?
I'm a Preston person.
Ah.
It's my spirit animal.
Here's the band, Space Kitchen from Cambridge. Thank you. That's Space Kitchen from Cambridge, a song called Believer Deceiver. Jordan tells us that she's a musician.
I'm an amateur musician. Like I was just saying, I've taken voice lessons. Well, I've taken various music lessons for quite a while. Like I took voice lessons for a while, and then I was in choirs for quite a while, and I'm taking voice lessons again. I'm actually in a music studio course at UWaterloo right now. But I also picked up guitar once COVID started, so I've been kind of, you know, dabbling in songwriting a bit and trying to get out to some open mics and stuff. Maybe you've seen me at a couple. I was at a few more in the summer, but yeah, I try and get out to them occasionally. I also took drum lessons for quite a few years.
Nice.
I don't play them quite as much now, just because it's harder to, you know, living in like an apartment, it's harder to access them. But yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I tootle on harmonica, and not well enough to do it in an open mic or anything like that.
Yeah. You should try still. Like there's a lot of various skill levels and stuff at those. So I think.
Yeah, I used to go to folk clubs where people would come in. I was the audience. I was never the performer, but people would come in with all levels of skill, and everybody was equally appreciated. So
that's amazing. I love that. Just because it takes a lot of courage to go up on a stage. It's like I'll say karaoke. So like some people get like, oh yeah, they're so good. And it's like, it's still karaoke. Like nobody's getting paid tonight. No eye rolls. Just, you know, like it takes courage to go up on that stage.
Yeah.
So appreciate that courage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely daunting. Like, you know, no matter how many times you perform, whatever the situation is, whether it's like, you know, a recital or an open mic, or I've never done like a paid gig, but if it is a paid gig with like a bit more on the line, you know, I find that you just get nervous no matter what. It doesn't go away, but I love performing a lot. Like it's just really fun for me. So it's, you know, it's worth it for that.
Yeah. It does sound a little daunting, but that said, you know, I get nervous every time a radio show starts. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot that can go wrong at the,
well, and it doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I have somebody calling and doing live, like it's nice when somebody comes into the studio, we can see you, we know the buttons. As soon as there's like extras and I'm the only one running everything, like there's so many like things that could happen.
Yeah. Well, that was like with me when I did, you know, the phone interview with Dizzy. I was like super like, okay, am I going to get this right? Is it going to turn out okay? Because, you know, on top of needing to interview like a actual like musician,
right?
So that was like enough nerves in of itself. It's like, am I going to ask the right questions? Am I going to be like cool enough? Yeah. Whatever. It was also like, okay, I got to get the phone set up. I got to make sure I put in the right number and I get the mic set up right. So,
yeah. And then having to pay attention so you're not asking the same question over and over again, or questions that the artist has just answered.
Yeah. Well, and I haven't met, you know, like celebrities or anything that many times, but I find that, you know, whenever I do, or if I see someone, I'm like, oh my God, it's that person. Yes. Like I just completely freeze up.
Oh, yeah.
Like I just become unresponsive basically. Like there's no way for me to be like cool or even weird really, because I don't, it's not like I go
That's
up to
so
them
cute,
and
though you're so honest.
Yeah,
maybe because you're meant to be a performer, you're not going to be the interviewee, you're going to be the person getting interviewed.
You get that though, you know? I go all fanboy, and I've got some
I have totally
band in here that you know, I've been listening to for years, and here they are giving me a personal private one-on-one concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what are we doing? Are we playing more music, or are we...
Was there anything else? So your next show is coming up on Wednesday. Is that going to be live in the studio? Or?
Yeah, I'm planning on, unless the weather's like super crappy or something. But yeah, I'm planning to be live in the studio this Wednesday at 9 p.m. So yeah, tune in. I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to play off the top of my head, but it's probably going to be good. So yeah, listen in.
Bring your guitar. Well, give us a taste of what Jordan Callis performer sounds like.
Yeah, I might one of these days. You know, my family and everything always tells me to do that, and you know, I'm kind of like, well, I feel like that's too easy. It's like I already have a show, so it's like if I use it to promote myself, that's too easy. But
why not?
People totally do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to do that, you should do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What maybe I'd like we'll to see is get some person who's playing guitar, and give lessons over the radio, you know? Or hold down this string, hold down that string, and then pluck the ones with your other hand. And I have no idea how you teach guitar over the radio, but I'm pretty sure that a good instructor could manage it.
I don't know if I'm quite good enough at guitar to manage that. I'm just like make up chords and stuff, but I don't make them up. But you know, I know the basic chords, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, not even there. Anything that has more than one string is too much for me. How about you, Jennifer? Do you play anything?
I have tried. It hurts my fingers. I like singing, for sure. Mm-hmm. I have played a little bit of drums.
Oh, but, yeah.
My kids are musicians, for sure. They love music.
You've got some of their music in our library, don't we?
Tristan Strong's. Okay. Yeah, his stuff is on there. He makes music every day. My kids, they're very... I don't talk about my kids a lot because it's like, it's personal, right? But Tristan has his stuff on Bandcamp and all of the different music places.
Okay.
Nice. So I always encourage self-expression because, like, you know, we need it. I have self-expression. Bob has self-expression.
One of the things we've been talking about is to get a show of all Waterloo Region musicians on the air, you know, something that the board would actually sponsor. So when you're looking at our Start a Show program Start a Show page, there's programming fees on there. But if the board is sponsoring the show, then, you know, we're looking for hosts to come into the studio and interview and possibly have in-studio concerts with local musicians. Because we can use more local content. So if you're out there, go to the website, radiowaterloo.ca, hit that Start a Show button.
How much local content do you think that you have covered, per se?
I was looking at local music, and we haven't uploaded all that much into the library.
Okay.
And, you know, about half the artists that I've brought into the studio have been from Waterloo Region. There's one group, Man Down, came in from Montreal. No, just for the show.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's traveled 6 hours to get here, did a 1 hour show, and then traveled 6 hours to get back.
Wow, Montreal. So,
wow, yeah.
That's nice. A trek.
Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think we're getting close to the end here.
We are.
So, you want to do the honors and give the extra credits, Ms. Executive Producer?
Oh, Bob. Well, we are CKMS Community Connections. I'm Yenny, and we have Bob and Jordan with us. We are live. Well, we do this program Mondays 11 a.m. and Fridays at 3 p.m. And our station is always looking for new programmers. So if you have a topic out there that you are very passionate about, or maybe you have music that you love, or maybe you just want to connect with CKMS and, you know, get on board with us, you should join us.
Come out, join us, and, you know, come on Community Connections,
right?
Do your own show,
all
kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Jennifer Strong is the executive producer. My name is Bob Jonquil. You've been interviewing Jordan Callist. I knew worries. I'd get that wrong.
No worries. Yeah.
Tune in to see to her show on Wednesdays at
9 p.m. Yep.
On Wednesdays, and then again on Saturdays at
1 o'clock
on Saturdays.
Yep.
All right. Back on Monday next week.
Do you have something? Do you have
not yet. Mm-hmm. But there might be something. Mm-hmm. The show will be on regardless.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll talk to you then.
Right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
In all communities have to have some and need some form of identity to appreciate what's going on around them.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca. Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share